Throughout this season of Advent, the prophets certainly figure very prominently in our prayer and in the liturgy of the church. And last week and this week, we heard prophecies from Isaiah in the Old Testament. The prophets use language that is very rich in symbolism and imagery. There was a common image between last week's reading from Isaiah and this week's, which is the image of God's holy mountain. Today, Isaiah gave this image of the harmony and the peace. He said, "There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain." And that image of the mountain is one that in the age of Christianity has very much been seized on by many saints and spiritual writers as a kind of analogy for our Christian life. At baptism, we set out on this great expedition, the goal of which is to scale this mountain and reach the summit. And the summit of the Lord's mountain is essentially heaven. It's perfect love, charity, union with God and with one another, a life of perfect holiness and virtue. That's the goal. That's our baptismal call, is a call to the perfection of charity. But that's a lofty goal. In fact, last week, the prophet Isaiah said that God's mountain will be the highest mountain, which means this is a long, grueling journey up the mountain. And so the words of St. Paul today speak to us about two gifts, two graces that God desires to give us in our journey, our expedition up the holy mountain of God. St. Paul wrote to the Romans, "Whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." And then he goes on to speak about the God of endurance and encouragement. Those are two things we need and two graces God desires to give us. Endurance, because it's a high mountain. It's a long, grueling journey. An encouragement, because the height of that summit will tempt us to give up, to just satisfy for making it a little ways up, rather than reaching that glorious, beautiful summit of perfect harmony and peace. And when you think about it, our Lord offers us these gifts of endurance and encouragement in a particular way in our Sunday observance. Let's begin with encouragement. St. Paul referred to the encouragement of the Scriptures. One of the reasons that the Church proclaims the Scriptures, the inspired Word of God, every Sunday as we come to Mass, is her desire to encourage us by the holy examples that we find. For example, today, St. John the Baptist is raised up before us as an example of zeal, of fervor in witnessing to the Lord, in giving himself fully to God's will in his life. And we're called to be encouraged by that, to strive for the same. We don't have to imitate every detail. We don't have to dress in camel's hair and eat locusts and wild honey as our diet, thankfully. But St. John the Baptist is presented to encourage us to follow his example. We have our Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, who will figure prominently in these Advent days. All these holy men and women of the Scriptures who are raised up before us here to encourage us. And how often the Scriptures remind us of the beauty, the glory of the summit of this mountain that we are climbing. And then there is endurance. Think about the tales from history and literature about long journeys and adventures. Think, for example, of the Israelites wandering through the desert for those 40 years, or Sam and Frodo on their journey to Mount Doom and up the mountain in The Lord of the Rings. What is needed in those long journeys in order to help those who are making the journey endure? Well, they need food to strengthen them, to nourish them, to keep them going. And they need rest in order to be renewed and restored. How often were those Israelites clamoring for food in the desert? And how often were they seeking a little moment of rest from their wearying labors? Well, does our Lord not give us precisely those things in our Sunday observance? The holiest of food, the perfect nourishment of Holy Communion that comes to us from His altar here every Sunday to strengthen us to endure. And then our Sunday rest, that call, that invitation from the Lord to set aside all unnecessary labor and enter into His rest. Boy, that's one that we need to come back to, isn't it, in our day and age? How hard it is for us to set those things aside. But it's a gift the Lord is offering us, this rest on the Sabbath. And our Lord gives us these things not just kind of as silos or individuals, but He gathers us together so that every week we might be reminded that we're not scaling this mountain alone, but we're in this together as the body of Christ, as His church. We can encourage one another, and we can be inspired by the endurance of one another as we all strive in our lives to grow more and more into the image of Christ. Call to mind for yourself where you are on this mountain as you strive for its summit. What's just the next step for you up that mountain? Don't worry about how far you are from the summit. That's discouraging. But consider that next step. And today, as you hear the scriptures proclaimed, and as our Lord offers you the gift of His nourishment and His rest, draw from these gifts. Draw encouragement and endurance to continue on. For that summit is indeed a glorious and beautiful one. And at the summit, we will find nothing other than that for which we most deeply long, the peace and joy of that perfect harmony, of that perfect communion of the heavenly kingdom. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.